Social media also brought me to my career path, emergency medicine, where I was able to find mentors and get involved in other forms of social media, like podcasts. And all of this is taking me back to UBC here as I graduate in somewhere I don't even know where I'll end up. We all have stories like this. Mine is not particularly unique or particularly triumphant, but it's a path. And I think I've learned a few lessons along the way, like taking risks and facing fears. And I don't pretend to have all the answers, and there are a lot of lessons to be learned. But looking back on 8 years here at UBC and looking ahead to finally graduating, I think that the one thing I've learned for sure is that you can always trust that the dots are going to connect in the future. And you never know how, and you never know why. And had you told me all of this in 2006 when I started at UBC, I would not have believed you. But I would have hoped that you were right. And I think what I want you to go home with is a sense that if you have nothing to lose, you have nothing to lose for taking a risk on yourself and at least saying yes and seeing where that takes you. So thank you. And I know I'm over time, but I'll be here if you guys have questions. And you can always tweet me.
Thank you to Aaliyah. We would like to present you with this gift
Thank
on behalf
you.
Of the SLC.
Thank you.
Let's give Aaliyah another round of applause. Thank you.
Student Leadership Conference is one of Canada's largest student-run conferences, taking place on the University of British Columbia on January 11, 2014. Through a series of inspiring speakers and interactive workshops, delegates are provided with the infinite resource and possibilities to grow as student leaders. Empowering over 1,300 delegates, the SLC is a unique opportunity for UBC students to develop their leadership skills and thrive within the campus leadership community. CITR is proud to broadcast two feature presenters. At 2:55, we have David Ng, AMBL Director and Senior Instructor, UBC Terry Project Co-Leader.
We're back from the Student Leadership Conference to finish off this week's edition of the Saturday Edge. And Steve Edge with you. And out on the rolling sea from Tim O'Brien.
Tossing me all around. Where I'm like it, how it comes and how it goes.
On the rolling sea, Jesus speaks to me. On the rolling sea, when she rolls. On the rolling sea, Jesus speaks to me. On the rolling sea, when she rolls.
World of the sea and below the world of the sky. My body floats in a line between the two. Whoa, whoa, I lost my sense of time when I left the land behind. I don't care which is old or which is new. Life has been this way since the dawn of the first day. Now, no matter what we play or how we roam, whoa, each at a different pace. This world is just a journey. It's not our home. Can I own the earth? Can I count how much it's worth? Can I keep the riches that you earn? Oh, oh, oh. Remember you're a guest and just forget about all the rest. It's time to look and listen, love and try to learn.
On a rolling sea, Jesus speaks to
Jesus
me.
Jesus speaks to me.
On a rolling sea, when she rolls.
When she rolls, she rolls. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
On a rolling sea, Jesus speaks to
Jesus
me.
Jesus speaks to me.
Ooh. On a rolling sea, when she rolls. On a rolling sea, Jesus speaks to me. On a rolling sea, when she rolls.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
On a rolling sea, Jesus speaks to me.
Is that on the sea?
On a rolling sea, when she rolls.
Yes, it's out on the
sea. On a rolling sea, when she rolls. On a rolling sea, when she rolls.
You'll be free.
That's Lindsay May from her new album Girl with Grit, Tell Me Everything. And her album launches in 2 weeks' time at The Rogue on the 25th of January. Yes, we're back for the last 25 minutes or so now from back from the Student Leadership Conference. It's quite a good time, actually, because it allowed me to watch the second half of the match, which was the best half of the match. So, you know, sometimes these things just work out nicely, don't they? Some new music from the north of England here. This is a band called The Young'uns. I think they're from Hartlepool. The album's called When Our Grandfathers Said No, which is talking about marching against fascism in the 30s. A song here called Love in a Northern Town. We'll follow them with the duo Gilmore and Roberts. It's not... oh God, I've forgotten the name of it. It's not the Gilmore that did the tribute to Sandy Denny. It's another Gilmore, and they're coming to town in July. They're going to be at the Harrison Festival of the Arts. Gilmore and Roberts from the album The Innocent Left. And they've got some Carlos and Nunez for you. But first up, it's The Young'uns.
Many men have sung before of love so strong and love so pure. As the morning mist comes down, I'll sing of love in a northern town. Well, she was born in 33, when we aside ships still put to sea, and she would skip and dance along to the rhyming, chiming shipyard song. And all she wanted in her life was to find a man and make a wife, skip and dance, to settle down, to fall in love in a northern town. Their eyes first met in 51, waiting for a bus to come. And by the time the call man next came round, well, it was love in a northern town. And when love had young mouths to fill, well, love stood firm and love stood still. For love cannot be beaten down when love is true in a northern town. She'll say love died in 91, but love has never really gone. For it's love that keeps her from her sleep, and love that makes her smile and weep. And the river weir still sings her song, though all her ships and men are gone. And the shutters may have all come down, but there's still love in a northern town. Town.
puzzles and figure out why we're the one boss. Making up his inside a human form his rags provide out in the weather. A closing cap that sits askew, the holes and hay let the wind pass through. But as long as he can scare a crow or two out in the weather with foes in black feather, through yellow it shows in the rapeseed glow. He does the one thing that he loves and knows. Scaring crows. If his mouth could shout and swear he would, and a fist he'd wave at his limbs that could, but his presence is enough to do some good out in the weather. Sure, it's a matter of fact, when the birds get wise to the menacing act that his image hides, the movement locked out in the weather with foes in black feather, through yellow it shows in the rapeseed glow. He does the one thing that he loves and knows. Scaring crows. Fearing for his pride as he stands out there alone. If his arms were just untied, he'd kill two birds with a single stone. The right wing, left wing, sitting on the fence, leading a vote of confidence. The rogue crow plans his defense out in the weather, and taking heed of the casting vote, swoops the lance with a scornful gloat, sitting proud on the scarecrow's coat out in the weather. And I'm sure there were tears had his eyes that cry for mockery. This scene implies when the murder follows, his purpose dies with foes in black feather, through yellow it shows in the rapeseed glow. He fails at the only thing he knows. Scaring crows.
It was upstairs, downstairs the lady went, put on her suits of leather, oh, and there came a cry from around the door. She's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was late that night when the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, oh, and the servant girl, she said to the Lord, she's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. A milk quite steep, a big horse is not speedy, oh, and I will ride till I seek my bride. She's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Now he rode east, he rode west, he rode north and south also, until he came to a wide open plain. It was there that he spied his lady. Your land. How could you leave your money, oh? How could you leave your only wedded lord? All for a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Well, what care I for my house and my land? What care I for my money, oh? I'd rather have a cast with the old gypsy's laps on my way with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. How could you leave your goose feather bed, blankets thrown so comely, oh? How could you leave your only wedded lord? All for a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. Yet yeah, what care I? From a blanket strong so comely, oh. Tonight I lie in the wait of a field in the arm of a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh.
Well, that's Carlos Nunez and friends. Carlos is a great piper from Galicia in Spain. And that's the Raggle Taggle Gypsy, of course, from a big double CD, Discover Carlos Nunez. You can discover him on Valentine's Day at the Rogue, and bring in his quartet. It's going to be an incredible show. Carlos Nunez stole the show at the Edmonton Folk Festival last summer, and he'll be winning a lot of hearts that are up for grabs on Valentine's Day, I'm sure. 14th of February, if you hadn't remembered that one. And you can get tickets and information on roguefolk.bc.ca. Before that, we heard Gilmore and Roberts from the album The Innocent Left, and a song called Scarecrow, and the Young'uns from the northeast of England, or from the album When Our Grandfathers Said No, Love in a Northern Town. Just after 11:45 here on CITR, and Celtic music fans and Grateful Dead fans, be thrilled to bits. Wake the Dead coming back to town on the 21st of March, the vernal equinox. That's right. Ooh, spooky stuff. I was reading Phil Lesh's book, Searching for the Sound, when I was on the cruise just recently, and a very interesting book. He's talking a lot about Cowboy Neil Cassidy, and his ability to drive when absolutely stoned out of his mind. He would anticipate all the corners, everybody in the way, no problem at all. He would drive really fast, particularly the further bus, and it's just remarkable. Of course, he's one of the Beat Generation poets and stuff as well, Cowboy Neil, but he's mentioned in this song, the other one, which is surrounded by a couple of great Irish tunes, Dermot O'Byrne's and The Pipe on the Hob, Wake the Dead from the album The Buck Dancer's Choice. And they come to The Rogue on the 21st of March.
Coming around, coming around, coming around. to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
That was Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas from their new album Abundance, and a tune written by Duncan Chisholm called Farley Bridge. Before that, Wake the Dead with The Other One, and a bunch of tunes. Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas are in concert this coming Thursday night at The Rogue. I'm going to leave you with a tune from their new album again, and we'll see you on Thursday night, I hope, and next Saturday on The Edge on Folk. And stay tuned to CITR for Generation Annihilation after this. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Here's the Curry Man from Fraser and Haas.